When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, aka Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me at. If this is your first time seeing my face, I am a diagnosed narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder. The point of my entire platform is to bring awareness to this disorder and the, you know, validate the victims and survivors of, you know, the abuse that accompanies it. Today, we're going to talk about the smear campaign again. I know I get a lot of comments about the smear campaign. How should you react to it? But, you know, I'm going to give it to you from the narcissistic perspective. Smear campaign is when, you know, when a narcissist literally, you know, unleashes, you know, the smear. They're trying to smear your reputation. They're online talking junk about you, making false claims. They're online. And most of the time it's lies, y'all. Sometimes they might hit you with the truth. Well, the truth really isn't a smear, though, is it? Yeah. The truth isn't a smear. So a lot of times, most times, it's going to be lies, twisted truths, half truth, lies, you know what I mean? Things like that to try to smear you, to try to, you know, lower your reputation, to try to give them the upper hand in some kind of divorce and some kind of, you know, the way people view, you know, the way people view the narcissist in your life and things like that. So me personally, I used to use the smear campaign as a form of a Hoover. If you know what a Hoover is when, you know, the narcissist sucks you back into the relationship like a vacuum cleaner. They can Hoover you by, you know, promising you everything that you want and need, promising you to go to therapy, promising you to get married, promise you to have kids, literally just, you know, promising you literally every single thing that you ever wanted and needed. And why wouldn't they, y'all? To Hoover you back into a relationship, why wouldn't they give you everything that you want and need? That's why people, it boggles my mind sometimes when I'm doing the one-on-ones. Hey, I got sucked back into the relationship because they said everything I wanted to hear. Of course they said everything that you wanted to hear. Why, if somebody wants to suck you back into a relationship or whatever, friendship or whatever, why would they tell you stuff that you don't want to hear? Of course they're going to say everything that you want to hear. Why? Like, it be blowing my mind. It blows my mind sometimes, y'all. I know you're going to say, well, Lee, you're a narcissist and you don't really understand the emotions and whatever that goes into it and the trauma bond and stuff. Y'all, of course they're going to say what you want to hear. Any person that's trying to get you back into a relationship is going to say what you want to hear. Of course. Goodness. Like, y'all, don't fall for the simple stuff. Not even an apology. Don't even apologize. They just say, hey, I'll change. Please take me back. I won't do it again. Please. You're like, oh, this is exactly what I wanted to hear. Thanks. Here you go. Come on home. Ah, that's for another video right there, y'all. Sorry for my early rant. Y'all know, I get the rant sometimes and it just comes out. You hear my voice change? I get the rant sometimes and it just comes out, y'all. I apologize for my passion. I'm passionate. I'm sorry. I'm not going to apologize for my passion. Or did I? Did I just apologize? I did apologize for my passion. Sorry, y'all. But yeah, so back to the smear campaign. I used to use the smear campaign as a form of a Hoover. And this is just not in relationship with my wife, y'all. I've been my wife for almost 10 years, but, you know, I'm 36 years old, so I had a good little chunk of life before I met her. So previous relationships, when people would break up with me, I would, you know, start a little smear campaign. I wouldn't be too malicious because I wanted them back. You know what I mean? I never wanted to break ties with them completely. So I would start a smear campaign with not being very, very mean. It was just kind of be building up to where you could tell if, you could kind of tell if they didn't give me what I wanted, it was going to get very, very mean and very, very, you know, could be possibly get revealing and, you know, the lies would increase and the intensity and stuff like that. So my intent was to get them to reach out to me to stop the video, to stop the Facebook post, the MySpace post, the Instagram post, the whatever post, you know, to get me to put them back, get them to put me back in a, no, to get them, to get me to put them back in my like top 8 or whatever on MySpace and things like that, to get me to stop spreading rumors to their friends and stuff like that, to the friend group and things like that. So how do you get a, you know, in my mind, how do you get a smear campaign to stop? You have to reach out to the person that's smearing you. Me. And I, when they reached out to me, like, hey, can you look, my parents saw the post or whatever. My family has seen the post you put on Twitter. Can you take that down, please? I'm like, look, I'm hurt. I'm feeling a certain type of way. Look, I'll take it down if you sit down with me and talk to me. Because look, just at least let's get some closure or whatever. Can we get some closure? If you sit down and talk to me, I'll take the post down and we can just talk about it and we can go our separate ways. I just want to finish the relationship on a good note, not a bad note. Sorry. And a lot of times stuff like that will work. Stuff like that will work. Because how do you get me to stop smearing you? You have to reach out to me. You know what I mean? A lot of if it didn't work, the smear will continue. And all the time it would stop if they ignored it. Like if you ignore the smear campaign, if narcissists see that you ignore the smear campaign, typically they'll stop. Oh, it's not working. They're not reaching out to me. It's not really people not believing me. They'll stop. Like, just don't react. Don't react to the smear campaign. If it's just making you feel a certain type of way, don't reach out to them. Don't try to get it to stop or anything like that. Don't do that, because just ignoring the smear campaign will annoy a narcissist, y'all. Trust me. It ignoring it hurts because we're not getting the point across. The point is to try to protect our reputation. So a lot of times try to get you back and things like that, you know, try to suck you back into a relationship. And a lot of times is to, you know, make the moving on process easier for the narcissist too. This is like kind of give us like some culpability, like plausible deny, but not plausible. What's a good word for this? It just makes it, you know, easy. Like if I talk junk about you on Facebook now, after we break up, people will understand why I got into a new relationship so quickly. They're like, look, life takes us in different directions. The last person I was with was terrible, awful. They cheated on me. They lied to me. They did this. And that's what I'm so glad I found this new person 1 week later. And y'all, 1 week, people don't get into relationships after 1 week. Sorry, that person's already been in the picture. Maybe not in the cheating capacity, but that person has already been in the picture waiting to take your place. So it's never really a new supply. The supply has been around. You just probably didn't know who they were, or you did know who they were. And the narcissist talked you off of that, you know, talked you off at that point right there. Look, this is just a friend. This is just a friend. This is the person you don't have to worry about. You don't need to worry about them. They're just a friend. You know what I mean? And that's exactly how it happens right there. So that smear campaign, like I said, it could be used as a hoover. It could be used, you know, to help the narcissist move on to into a new relationship. And the smear campaign does not always start after the relationship ends either, y'all. The smear campaign typically starts in while you're actually in the relationship or whatever. And it doesn't have to be a marriage. It had to be a father, son, daughter, son. I mean, daughter, mom, daughter, mom, son. You know, the smear campaign starts a lot of times while you're actually in the relationship. They'll start spreading rumors to the friend group or whatever about how you treating them. They start putting like, you know, passive aggressive posts on Facebook and Instagram. You know what I mean? So start sharing memes talking about you know, moving on and stuff like that. How the person they're with is treating them terribly. They'll just be passive aggressive sometimes, and they'll, you know, they'll record the reactive abuse. They'll record you yelling and screaming and post videos and stuff like that. And post it on there just to make it seem like, you know, they have a reason to leave you. So the smear campaign rarely ever starts at the end of the relationship. It starts while you're actually in it. They'll start to spread the rumors. They'll catch you on tape. They'll trigger you in front of people. You know, they'll trigger you in front of your friend groups and your family members and stuff like that, and have you acting outrageous in front of people. And people will understand why they left you. Like, dang, you kind of crazy. I can understand why he left. Dang, you kind of aggressive. I can understand why she left you. You know what I mean? So the smear campaign starts in the relationship. And, you know, I say this in a lot of videos right here. I harp on it. I preach it. You know what I mean? The best way to combat a narcissist attacks, not even the smear campaign, the rage, anything, the triggers, is to not react. Because I want you to engage with me. Like, I'm one of the weird narcissists. I don't think it's weird, but I'm one of the people that, like, you yelling and screaming at me actually might turn me on. You hitting me might turn me on. You know what I mean? If I get to trigger you to the point where you hit me, it does something to me. Don't judge me. You know what I mean? Maybe I need to look at this and take a new BDSM quiz or something like that, because, you know, there's got to be something. There's got to be a kink or something like that, right? You know what I mean? But I'm one of those people that just happens to. You hit me, you yell at me, you scream at me. I just like, yee! You know what I mean? It makes me feel connected to you. You know what I mean? That's in that thing right there. But yeah, the best way to combat the smear campaign is to not react. But if a smear campaign is destroying your reputation, like it's hurting your job and stuff like that, get some receipts ready. This is how I would combat the smear campaign, but I am a narcissist, y'all. Let me preface this by repeating this. I am a diagnosed narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder, so take this advice with a grain of salt. But I'm telling you, I match energy. If you smear me, I'm going to smear you. If you come at me, I'm going to come at you harder. If you try to ruin my reputation, I'm going to destroy yours. You can ruin mine, I'm going to obliterate yours. I match energy. You want to share a sex tape? I'm going to share a sex tape back. You want to talk about abuse? I'm going to talk about some abuse too. Like, I'm matching energy. That's how I would combat it. I'm matching energy, but that's not how you want to. I'm a narcissist, so of course I'm going to match energy because that's what I want. I want to get you to react. So you might need to do the exact opposite. Don't react. Don't give me that energy. Don't give me any kind of energy to match. If you give me zero, how can I can't take it and formulate it. You know what I mean? If you give me zero energy towards me, how can I take it and change it into anything to use against you? You know what I mean? If you're not reacting to me, how can I react to you? It's as simple as that with me. Yeah, but if it is ruining your reputation, you know, cease and desist letters sometimes work. You know, sometimes you might be dealing with a psychopath that they don't care. They think they're above the law. You know, cease and desist letters do tend to work. Stop them. Get some people legally involved in things like that. You know what I mean? And if people believe some wild accusations, if your friends believe wild accusations from a narcissist against you, they're not really your friends. Because that's when the triangulation starts. That's when the flying monkeys come in. That they are really not your friends. And people believe wild rumors about you. I know you don't want to lose friends, but people believe the wildest, craziest stuff about you. They are not really your friends, y'all. Those are the narcissist friends. Those are my friends. You know what I mean? Because if they turn against you so easily, were they ever really your friend? You know, I know it sucks being isolated and stuff like that. I lost all my friends because of him. You get to find new, better friends that treat you better and love you and care about you more and won't believe wild accusations as easily. Take it with a grain of salt, y'all. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I really appreciate y'all, y'all. We growing, y'all. If y'all listen to this podcast on Apple Music or Spotify, please give me a 5-star rating. Please. Somebody gave me a 1-star like the other day. I think some people just listen to this and just, I think people just see me post and just go hit 1-star, you know, or hit the dislike button, which is kind of weird because you don't even get, like, I just like, I'm out here trying to help people and you're trying to stifle my content. Which is weird, because if I'm here trying to help thousands of people get through narcissistic abuse and helping people get into therapy that are they have narcissism or traits of whatever or borderline or whatever, if I'm out here trying to help the masses and you're trying to stop me, what type of person does that make you? Just a reminder: if you're trying to stop somebody, what type of person? You trying to stop somebody that's helping people? What type of person does that make you? The jury's still out on that one, y'all. Anyways, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm truly thankful everybody hit that like and subscribe button. If you're on Apple Music or Spotify, rate me high. Give me a good review, too. Just say, Lee, you fire. You are the fire. No, I'm just joking. Thank y'all. Anyways, peace.